This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which first-round game is most ripe for an upset? Number 12, Clemson. 12-point dogs against Texas. Number 9, Tennessee. 7.5-point dogs to Ohio State. SMU, 8.5-point dogs over Penn State or under Penn State. Or Indiana, even touchdown dogs to Notre Dame. Lonzo, I should not acknowledge this because I know it is going to end up being a war cry against me here in the upstate, but it is what it is. Clemson is the team I think least likely to pull an upset in the first round. And that's not a hater take. It's just a matchups and realities take.
All right, I'm going to go the opposite of you there. I don't think it's going to happen, by the way. I do think Texas is going to win, but I think Clemson has one thing, especially coaching staff experience in this type of thing. There's some other teams, this is their first time getting into something like this, and they're going to be overhyped, overexcited. Clemson's been there a bunch. They know how to settle everybody down and get them ready to go, and I think they are one of those teams that is – with playoff experience, even though the roster changes every 2 or 3 years, but the coaching staff knows what to do when they get there. So I would think that Clemson has the best shot at an upset. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think they are the most prepared for that sort of thing.
I mean, they are certainly working with the most experienced head coach in this game. Obviously, he's working with a couple of coordinators who have not been in this place before, at least not to this level. Now, in fairness, here is a genuine question when it comes to that. I agree with you. Dabo Swinney is obviously the most experienced coach when it comes to championship caliber football of any head coach that is active in the 12-team playoff. Does it being a 12-team playoff change anything? Does it change being a 12-team playoff? Does it change having to win 4 games to declare yourself national champions? Does it change that this is a road game? Because every playoff game that Dabo Swinney has been involved in has been a neutral site. And I'm air quoting that because, you know, some neutral site games are a little less neutral than others. But every game has been a neutral site game so far. Does this being not just a neutral site game, but even though, yes, it is lose and go home, I think you have to be, to some degree, looking ahead a little bit, right? Like, you've got to be preparing as much as you are preparing for Clemson, for Texas. You got 10 days until you take on the Big 12 champions in Arizona State. You win that game. You've got just 9 days after that to prepare for, likely, to prepare for the winner of the trio of teams of Tennessee, Ohio State, and Oregon.
Like, well, this has the opposite effect. Their team's going up to cold weather. Clemson's going to moderate weather. What we've had here a little bit lately, but it's been kind of cold, so they're going to moderate weather. So the weather is not going to be a factor in this, where it is in some other places.
I don't disagree. So taking the weather out, and again, like, there are some games the weather's going to have more of an impact on. SMU at Penn State, that's a game the weather has a massive impact on. It is going to be cold and snowy in Pennsylvania, in Happy Valley, in College State, or in College Station. Not College Station. Damn it, what's the name of the city that Penn State's in? I am brain farting right now. It's Happy Valley. Beaver Stadium. What's the name of their little town there? Yeah, they're cute little town. What's it? University Park. I can do this. Anyway, point is, weather's absolutely going to have a major impact on SMU, Penn State. I agree it's not going to have an impact on Clemson v. Texas. But I'm talking about the format. I am talking about this being a playoff game, which Dabo's done plenty of times, but it's a road playoff game. It is a road playoff game against an SEC team that their fans are going to be raucous. Now, I will tell you this. I do find it very interesting, as I told Denton Day earlier in the show. If you wanted right now, if you said, you know what, bleep it, let's go down to Austin this weekend. If you wanted to go down to Austin, Texas this weekend, you are in the door for $100. That's a little mind-numbing to me. Denton Day tried to kind of hand-wash it away a little bit. And he said, hey, hang on, Rob, you do have to keep in mind. And he's not wrong about this, but he said you do have to keep in mind that we're outside of school season, right? Like the kids aren't going to be there. But the kids, I don't think the kids are buying up, you know, the $200 and $300 tickets that you usually see in that spot. So I don't know if I can jump on board with that. I don't know if that's the right reason that tickets are $108 to get into Clemson at Texas. I do think, and this was brought up by, I don't remember who it was the other day, but they pointed out that, all right, every home team in this bracket, is a big-time favorite. Texas, 12.5-point favorite. Buckeyes, 7.5-point favorite. Penn State, 8.5-point favorite. Notre Dame, favored by 7. The point was made that the second-round games look very interesting, look very appealing. If you're a Texas fan and you truly believe that you're going to win this game, do you spend money to go to a first-round home playoff game, or do you save it up to go to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl the next week for Arizona State? Or do you save that up if you believe you're going to get out of that? Do you save that up and go to the Cotton Bowl to watch your team take on the winner of Tennessee, Ohio State, and Oregon? Obviously, with all due respect to Clemson, Texas is going to feel like a much more interesting side taking on Tennessee, Ohio State, or Oregon than it is Clemson, a 12.5-point dog. 12-point dog. Let me get that right. So I think with all of that being said, Clemson fans, if they travel well, have an opportunity to kind of nullify the Texas home field advantage to some degree. That being said, with all due respect, pretty mediocre showing at the ACC championship last weekend, right? Like, pretty mediocre showing. There were, like I said, ESPN reported there were 50,000 people in Bank of America. If there were 50,000 people in Bank of America, I'm 6'9 with a six pack. Like, maybe I can make it look that way on TV, but no. But no.
Or if you're standing next to Bryce Young.
Mark Bonetti is the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. He's going to join us in the next segment to talk a little Swamp Rabbit hockey, because the boys are getting lined up for a big weekend. Spartanburg J Texas show that said, that's right, don't pick Clemson. They have zero chance. Zero. Texas says, Zoe, do you think Texas will cover the 12-point spread?
I think Texas is going to kill Clemson. We talked about who we thought could do the upset. If they upset Texas, I will not be shocked. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think because of experience and other things, and the fact that Texas hasn't really, we'll see.
We're going to talk more college football as the show rolls on. Mark Bonetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joins us next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. It is Wednesday, my dudes. And that means it's time to talk a little hockey. Let's talk about your, my, our upstate hockey team.
Did you get the horn back since the thing's working?
You know what? I gotta, it is working. Let me go. I gotta get that added. Because
can
what's
I safely
the point?
Turn this up now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're good now. Okay. Let me get, and now it's disappeared from my phone. I'm going to find it because we got it. There it is. There it is. Got to have the goal horn because joining us now on the show, he is the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, the mouth of the squad, the man, the myth, the legend. Mr. Mark Benetti joining us here on the show, as he does, by the way, a media tour of the upstate. The man is an A-lister when it comes to celebrity status in the GVL. Yeah, Mark Benetti joining us here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. What's up, big fella?
You know, to the point that you made about this media tour, I'm sitting in a waiting room right now at 7 on Main. I'm going to go on Your Carolina on WSPA right at the top of the hour at 9, just a little after 9, so... it's great. It's awesome. And, you know, the more I'm thinking about your whole goal horn thing, do you remember the campaign Budweiser did a couple of years ago where you could sync up a gold lamp to your favorite team and any time they scored, it would light up? It was one of the coolest things. I never jumped on it, probably because it cost $200. But, you know, maybe that's something that we look into for the studio.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, because they'll spend a lot of money in this studio.
Subscribe.
For sure.
You're telling me we can put a lamp in the corner that lights up? Maybe, Benetti, we throw a couple of smoke machines down under the desk, fill the place up a little bit?
We do know a guy in engineering who could probably do it, maybe.
That might be the next objective. We gotta. So every time Benetti comes on, we just get the full breakdown, like Ben Freeman just netted a game-winning slapper with a second left to play. Mark Benetti, you may have just changed the course of Rob Brown Show history.
That's why they pay me something, right?
That's why they pay us the medium bucks, buddy. Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joining us here on the show. Quick question, Mark. The most important question I'm going to ask, what decade broadcaster are you dressing up for? Because I got to tell you, I think like a Marv Albert hairpiece and a tie as wide as your chest is probably a good vibe for you, pal.
I'm thinking Jeff Carr from Slapshot.
Ooh.
Or, I'm sorry, Jim Carr. Jeff Carr it used to be a coach in the ECHL. Jim Carr would wear a plaid jacket and a turtleneck. I unfortunately don't have a plaid jacket, but I will find a turtleneck, and it's going to be great. So I think, ironically enough, I shaved this morning, so I don't have sideburns. But, you know, at least I'll have part of the look.
Did we ditch the stash look? Are we over it, Benetti? Did you give it a run and just decide it's not for me? Or did the people in the office give you so much hell that you walked away from it?
Well, November ended. We're in December now. So I had no reason to maintain the mustache. That being said, the next time that I will have copious amounts of facial hair is when the Swamp Rabbits make a deep run in the Kelly Cup playoffs this year, in which case I'll look like a caveman.
Playoff beard. Always about the playoff beard. All right, Benetti, let's jump into this. The reason I bring up Decades Night is because tomorrow night, 7-5 p.m., the puck hits the ice against the Jacksonville Icemen. And it is, well, it's retro night, but it's Decades Night. They're asking fans to come all dressed up in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s attire. I'm back, bouncing back and forth. Do I go like glam rocker of the mid 80s with the full face of makeup and the pleather pants, Benetti, or do I go like full Cobain grunge from the mid 90s? We've been having the debate on the show, and I'm kind of stuck in the middle here.
I think you go with the former, only because with you wearing glasses, you could really play off of that with a stylish set of specs. And I think that could really go a long way for you based on the attire that you're trying to come up with here.
Yeah, the problem is I just turn into Wayne from Wayne's World if I do that.
I mean, I don't see a problem.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. All right, that's fair.
And you will be wearing a hockey jersey, right?
So, that is true.
I mean, yeah.
It's like right there. It's custom made at this point. All right, buddy, let's talk a little bit of Swamp Rabbit hockey. The Bits do get a 5-4 thriller win over the Solar Bears last Sunday, and that's a team that you and I talked about quite a bit because the Solar Bears really kind of had Greenville's number really the last couple of years, Mark Benetti, but they're able to overcome the curse or whatever it was, steal one of away in OT. It's a good win for the boys to try to build some momentum after dropping the last two leading up to that one. Kind of just give me the 30,000-foot view of where the team is right now.
Well, so the team came out with a great start on Sunday. Unfortunately, Orlando got back in the game. And I know that that's something that Coach Mountain has preached all year long, is playing a consistent and full 60-minute effort. And so a lot of times when you see things don't go the way of the Swamp Rabbits because the start wasn't there, or there was a certain period of the game that wasn't there, but the start was. And, you know, again, it's still a young team, but now we're getting into that stretch of the season here, Rob, where Coach Mountain's going to be the first guy to say, we don't have rookies in the room anymore. You've played 20, 30 games almost at this point. So now it's let's be professionals. Let's be dialed. Let's be ready to rock. And so, you know, what we saw from the team was an unreal start, a 4-0 lead, a 3-0 first period. It's the first time they've scored three in a first period since they blew out Jacksonville 5-0 on November 24th. But then Orlando found legs. And I've seen this play out before where the Swamp Rabbits, especially in playoffs against this team, had a 2-goal, 3-goal lead. Orlando came back in and then won in overtime. I loved the resilience of the team to bend, not break. You know, they tie it halfway through the third. Now it's anybody's game. You've got 10 minutes to go. All you need is a goal. Then you go to overtime. Orlando's won 5 in a row past 60 minutes against this team dating back to last year. And you exercise the demon and Colton Young right off. It's thying in, and that's all she wrote. So I saw a team that bent and didn't break. I saw resilience. And I saw a team that when they really do put it together, watch out. And the beauty of that is we still have 50 games to go in the season. So all it takes is a run to not only get right back into it, but assert the dominance that you know you can assert.
But Eddie, I think this is a question that players are going to have an answer to. Coaches are going to have a different answer to. Fans are going to have a different answer to. Broadcasters are going to have an answer to. So I'll ask for yours within your category. What is it about this team that finds themselves in that spot? Whether it's the first period or the last period, a team that comes out hot and lets teams claw back in, or a team that starts slow and then ends up going full fury and fire in the third period to climb back in. What is it about this team that has caused them to be a little bit bipolar from period to period, if we can put a finger on it?
I think it varies differently. Sometimes it's not bearing down on scoring chances, sometimes getting too cute with the puck, sometimes it's not being mentally ready to go, sometimes it's you're too late to assert the physical nature of the game. So I don't know if it's necessarily one specific thing, because every game is different, every opponent's different, even though the principles of the game are the same. But I think across the board for me, the most glaring thing has been the starts. When the starts are there, this team is borderline unbeatable. When the starts aren't there, you got to play catch up, and then you can still show that you're capable of getting back into games, but sometimes it's too late. And so I think that's what I see, is it's in the starts. And, you know, I know the old cliche with the key to the game is start on time, but it's the God's honest truth. The first 5 to 10 minutes, if you can physically assert yourself, if you can get 5, 6, 7 shots those first 5, 10 minutes, you're looking pretty good to anchor out the rest of the frame there and then build that momentum into the intermission break, go over some video, and then get right back to it with the long change of period two and so on and so forth. So for me, if this team shows up ready to go, once that puck drops, you're in for a dogfight.
This is obviously a Jacksonville team tomorrow night that we have been back and forth with all season long. They sniped us 3-1 the last time we met this Jacksonville team, but we've gone down there and hammered it on them a couple of times as well. So I think we're at the point of the season, Benetti, where the Greenville Swamp Rabbits are relatively familiar with the teams that they're playing, if not personnel, as guys are getting called up and sent back down, certain with style of play, tactics of play that other teams are going to run at you. It kind of feels like we're getting into the point of the season where points obviously matter a lot, and that comes down to, we're going to be talking at the end of this year about, all right, we're going second, third, home, away in the playoffs, and games that happen in mid-December, to me, are the games that are the biggest determining factor there. Do we have enough familiarity with this Jacksonville team now that you expect to see a little bit more disciplined, smooth-flowing game than maybe the last time out against them?
I do, and that's not to say that won't change as time goes on. ECHL, I always joke, means ever-changing hockey league, so Jacksonville could go through an injury spell, which maybe they have, maybe they haven't. They can go through call-ups and send-downs, the musical chairs, or as former head coach Andrew Lord liked to say, the pillaging of the teams, of their best players, and things along those lines. And quite frankly, the Swamp Rabbits can go through the same, too. We've got a couple of key injuries to guys right now and are still finding ways to stay over 500 and get some big wins, especially doing it on home ice. When it comes to this Jacksonville team, if the Swamp Rabbits aren't familiar with them now, they're going to be by the end of the year, because tomorrow night's game is game 4 out of 13 head-to-head. They've seen a dominating 5-0 win. They've been, unfortunately, on the other end of that with a 4-1 loss at Jacksonville. The last time out they played, to your point, a 3-1 defeat there, and they led for 41 minutes and 55 seconds on a power play goal and played some solid defense. They're very familiar, and not much of the roster has changed from December 11th to now. So you're going to see the same team, a team that you know, and you have to stick to the principle of they're great in transition, so neutral zone defense is going to be huge. Their special teams aren't necessarily there, but that doesn't mean that they don't bear down defensively and they don't stay disciplined. So 5-on-5 hockey is going to be the key, but especially the middle third of the playing surface, that's where Jacksonville won the game the last time. Two sequences in transition, and that was all she wrote. Captain scores twice, he'll lose 3-1. So, yeah, I think that's really where that familiarity is going to come from this team, that you know you can play him well, you know you can skate with anybody in the league, but now you got to do it again on home ice, fresh off of roughly 9 days ago, where 8 days ago, where they took it right to you in a game you should have won.
Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. The good news, Benetti, is no matter what happens on the ice, we're all winners because we don't live in Jacksonville when it's all said and done. Do have a Sunday roadie this weekend. That one is going to be against the Savannah Ghost Pirates on the road down in Savannah, 3 o'clock on Sunday. Got about a minute and a half left, Benetti. Give me a couple of thoughts on these couple of games that we've got Thursday, a follow-up Sunday, because once we hit December 27th through the holidays and into January, these games pick up hot and heavy for a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. So Savannah is going to be another tough test. And this is a team that's gone through musical chairs the last 2 months of the season. Every time I see an email that there's been a transaction, call up, send down to the Charlotte Checkers, they've got different guys. But no matter who's in their lineup, they're winning and they're scoring a lot. They've got one of the best offenses in the league, one of the best power plays in the league. Very well coached, Jared Stahl, in his first season ever as a head coach, but 5 as an assistant in the ECHL and the American Hockey League. So he's got those guys dialed and ready to rock and roll. That's going to be a tough test. And then to your point, after the Christmas break, you get right back into the fire with 4 games and 5 nights in 2 different places. You've got Atlanta. That's always going to be a tough test on the road on the 27th. Jacksonville comes back again the 28th, 29th for Christmas vacation night on the 28th and a dog-friendly game on the 29th. And then you've got the Norfolk Admirals, who almost have 20 wins throughout this course of the season. I think the last time I checked the standings, they had 15. So they're not far off. That's a really good team. A one-off showdown on the season. So you've got to make sure that you are in this thing to close out 2024 the right way. So to your point, it's going to get hot and heavy. It's going to be very busy. A lot of high-quality competition, but should be very fun nonetheless.
Mark Benetti, the voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, the bitch, join us every Wednesday at 8:30 to talk about what's coming up. And in this case, it is we go back in time. Well, at least in the theme night sense, as it is decades night, retro night tomorrow night at home against the Jacksonville Icemen, 7:05 p.m. Puck drop, the bits on the road at 3 p.m. on Sunday. We will have a couple of games between here and the next time we all chat after Christmas. Benetti, my man, thanks for being here as always, big dog. I will see you tomorrow, and I expect some very, very fresh BG's moves out of you.
My lovely lady has all the dance moves. She's the world champion caliber Irish dancer. I have no dance moves to myself whatsoever, so I don't know what that's going to look like. But I will do my best to make sure that you're satisfied with that.
Listen, we put you up there on the perch inside of the entire stadium for a reason, Mark Benetti.
I mean, I'm supposed to be heard, not seen. That's why I thought I was cast so far away from the general population.
Welcome to radio, baby. I've made a career out of it. Mark Benetti, thank you, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, man.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Mark Benetti, voice of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, the bitch. Join us every single Wednesday at 8:30 to talk a little local hockey. Now to talk about
the most important stories in sports.
The great one, Lonzo.
Despite what you guys may think, he's saying bits. I know one of those didn't sound like that.
What do you think I said?
Oh, I'll let you hear it later. The South Carolina Gamecocks. The South Carolina Gamecocks followed up their 17-14 football victory over Clemson with a 91-88 overtime basketball defeat of the number 25 Tigers last night. Colin Murray Boyles put down 22 points and 9 boards, while 4 other starters ended in double digits points as well. The Gamecocks shot nearly 52% from the floor and out-rebounded the Tigers by 7. Milwaukee Bucks are your 2024 NBA Cup champions, defeating Oklahoma City in the finals last night, 97-81, and no one cares. Tune in tonight at 6:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Montreat Cavaliers. It's Furman versus Montreat, right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. The Fan. Upstate.